State Superintendent of Schools Chris Rakedahl has released a 55-page document of guidance for the reopening of schools in Washington. In a press conference on Thursday, Rakedahl said it will be up to districts working with local health departments to formulate their own reopening plan, which must then be submitted for approval. Physical distancing, monitoring for COVID-19 symptoms, and frequent cleaning plans will be implemented for all school campuses, public and private. Rakedahl made it clear that the wearing of masks is a primary part of the guidance.
Face masks, face shields, face coverings will be required for everybody as a part of this. The science is very clear that this is a virus and a disease of droplets. And everything we can do to remove the risk of those droplets leaving our space and connecting with our peers or being on surfaces puts us at greater risk. So there's a challenge in this for all of us, and we have to do that well.
For districts without the space for distancing, staggered or split shifts are possible, as is the continuation of online teaching. In the event of a surge in cases, districts must be ready to return to an all-remote learning schedule. I'm Kathleen Morgane reporting.